Aquaculture and You, Creating a Sustainable Resource. A production of the University of Wisconsin Sea Grant Institute. Aquaponics. In the previous episode, we heard from Craig Hopkins, a fishmonger at the Willie Street Co-op, who spoke about the real-world business of retailing fish and how he and his customers perceive the role of aquaculture in providing seafood for the table. You'll probably remember that Craig also mentioned the practice of aquaponics. Aquaponics is the modern version of integrated aquaculture, something we first brought to your attention back in the very first episode. Now it's time to let our specialists share their knowledge about this dynamic and promising aspect of Wisconsin aquaculture. We'll hear from Jim Held, an aquaculture extension specialist for the University of Wisconsin, and Chris Hartlib, a professor of biology at University of Wisconsin Stevens Point, who is also co-director of the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point Northern Aquaculture Demonstration Facility. I began by asking Jim how he felt about aquaponics.
I'm absolutely excited about aquaponics. It's an ancient technique. The Hanging Gardens of Babylon, one of the seven wonders of the world, was an aquaponics operation. The Hawaiians with their taro culture, aquaponics. The Egyptians, the Aztecs, all had aquaponics operations. The idea was you grow plants and underneath the plants you grow fish. It's a really simple concept. Now there was a fellow named Ricosi here, I guess it might be 15 years ago or so, that went down to the Virgin Islands and noticed that food was rather expensive in the Virgin Islands. As you might well imagine, on any island, food gets expensive. And he thought, well, what better way to grow food? Try and grow two things at once. Let's grow fish and let's grow vegetables. And do it in such a way that you feed the fish and the fish poop in the water and that poop becomes fertilizer for the plants and the plants clean up the water and the water goes back to the fish again. So it's very, very water conservative. The water goes round and round and round, and it controls the amount of nutrients that you're dumping into the environment. An extremely green footprint because you're getting double use out of all that nitrogen and phosphorus. It goes to the fish, it goes to the plants clean it up and the water goes round and round. You gotta be excited about something like that. Now, the other benefit is that it's something that can be done virtually anywhere. It can be done in a greenhouse, it can be done in an old industrial building, it can be done in your garage or in your basement. Depends on the scale of operation, of course, but it's not a highly technical system. It really is very, very simple. It's not rocket science. Rocket science is rocket science. This is something completely different. This is putting bacteria to use for you. That's really what it's all about, is the bacteria in these cultures. The fish waste goes to the bacteria where the ammonia is turned into nitrate, ultimately, that the plants use and uptake the nitrate and clean the water, and the water goes back to the fish. And I just love the productivity of these systems. Generally, the fish are a byproduct. You're going to grow fish and you're going to produce some protein that way. Oh, it looks like the fish are getting excited. You can hear maybe it's starting to get to be feeding time. We're standing in front of a raceway of about 50 or 60,000 fingerling rainbow trout. So when they think it's time to eat, they do get rather excited. The real emphasis in aquaponics is on the vegetables. Those are your quote unquote cash crop. Fish are fertilizer factories for you. They also, by the way, grow and turn into food if you'd like them to. But the real thing is the vegetables, the produce, mostly leafy green things, things like lettuce and spinach and bok choy and herbs of all different types. Watercress is very popular in aquaponics. Very easy to grow. The other thing that's really, really nice about aquaponics, if you compare it to aquaculture and fish farming, maybe it takes you 2 to 3 years to get to a point where you have a commercial product to sell. You know, if you start out with walleye eggs, 3 years later, you got a walleye big enough to sell. Well, in aquaponics, if you're growing lettuce, you have a crop ready to go in 5 or 6 weeks. So that means cash flow. That means that you can get some money coming back in to help pay your bills. In fish farming, it takes a pretty powerful financial plan in order to survive those first 2 or 3 years without any income. But in aquaponics, I think that that equation changes quite a bit. The other thing that's really exciting about aquaponics is the way the plants grow. maybe we should go back and define. Aquaponics is soilless plant culture, so it's like hydroponics, only instead of using chemical fertilizers like hydroponics might, aquaponics uses the fish waste as the fertilizer. And there are a number of different ways to skin that particular catfish. You can use what's called a raft-style system, where you have sheets of styrofoam floating on the surface of a river of water, and the plants are in holes punched into that styrofoam, and the roots grow down into the water. That's one way of doing it. Another one is called nutrient film technique, and that's kind of like growing plants in covered rain gutters. You have this little film of water that's going through the rain gutter that's feeding the roots of the plant, and the water is pumped through these rain gutters. You can also use things like gravel beds or trickle type systems where you have the plants in pea gravel and the water flows through that and goes back to the fish. So you're pumping the water around and around. There's ebb and flow type, flood and drain type. There's a lot of different ways of doing this particular thing. But to me, the most successful that I've seen so far are the raft style systems. So I like to talk about those. There are a number of commercial operations here in Wisconsin that are quite successful using raft style aquaponics. And really, Wisconsin is a hotbed for aquaponics. Here in Australia are the two big places in the world that are really getting into this aquaponics idea. And it's surprising, I wouldn't have expected it. But because of our seasonal climate, consider this. If you wanted to be a capitalist, if you wanted to make a profit, what would be the value of a really, really, really good homegrown tomato in the middle of February around here? You know, is that a $6 a pound product? Is that an $8 a pound product? I wouldn't be surprised. And the things coming out of these aquaponic systems are like the best homegrown vegetables you've ever had in your life. The herbs are intense. The lettuce is like lettuce you've never tasted. And the tomatoes are outstanding. So now you have this product that you can grow year-round in either a greenhouse or indoors. And you're growing it right next to where your market is. You've eliminated all the transportation costs. I saw something on TV the other night that talked about how many transportation dollars there were on our dinner plate. And I don't remember what the source was, but they said about 1,500 miles of transportation for every dinner plate that you sit down to. Well, the reality is that's all oil. That's fuel to get that lettuce from California to here. If you can get that lettuce two blocks away from your source, you can save all of that fuel money, and that's profit that can go into the farmer's pocket. Now, I don't think that aquaponics in general is going to be huge commodity-like wholesale production. It may be for some people, but I think really it could be the basis of the old-style mom-and-pop farm, that single-family unit or extended family unit that's producing produce for their family and for their neighbors and for their local market. If you do it carefully, if you do it well, it can be a very high profit premium product that you're putting out. You're not trying to make a million metric tons of lettuce. You're trying to make enough so that it's a very, very exclusive product, a very delicious, locally produced product. The same kind of rules apply as with organic farming. You say those important words, chemical free, naturally produced, locally produced. All of those buzzwords just go right into the marketplace. And right now, local production is a huge force in the marketplace, particularly in Dane County, but also in other parts of the state. I hear it from other people as I go around the state to the various farms that I visit. People are interested to know where their food comes from. They want to make sure that it is good for their family, that it doesn't contain the kind of additives that we may have seen from other countries. A lot of other countries don't have the same kind of quality control that we do as far as the chemicals they use in their animals and on their crops. We've seen it from China. We saw the melamine scare not so long ago. We had lead paint in kids' toys. They just don't have those same kind of regulations. We can be assured that the kind of things that are grown around here are under USDA control and do have those same kind of chemical stipulations attached to them so that we're not using things that we don't want our own kids to eat. The other thing about aquaponics I think that really is important is that in order to be successful, it pretty much has to be chemical free. You can't use pesticides or herbicides. Well, you don't have to, but even that, if you start spraying chemicals on the water, it's going to get back into the fish. It's going to kill the fish. The fish are going to die. The plants are going to die, and you're belly up. That doesn't do you any good. You can't be doing that. You don't have to do that. Because there's no soil involved, generally there's no weeds, right? The weeds need soil. Aquaponics relies on biosecurity, keeping the environment out from what you're doing. So you don't have the pests, you don't have the weeds, you don't have the kind of things that those chemicals were intended to rectify. And I think that's pretty important. You know, that's one of the things that makes those products so good and so desirable in the marketplace. Another thing is that social aspect. I've talked to various groups of people, and some agree and some disagree. It doesn't bother me. But it seems to me that people are interested in supporting their local food producers. You know, it gives you that social feel-good aspect that you're doing something for your local community, and as a byproduct, you're doing something for the environment, because you're supporting a production method that has a very, very low impact. You're not using chemicals. You're not discharging a lot of nutrients out into the environment. You know, you're not spreading fertilizer all over a field. You're not using fertilizer at all. You're using fish waste, and you're virtually using up the nutrients. And if you are taking some of the nutrients back out when you flush a system, you take and you put that on your garden, or you compost it, or you do something with it. It just makes so much sense. It surprises me that nobody thought of this earlier. I feel kind of dumb because I didn't think of it earlier. It's just something that when you hear the concept and start to understand about the type of environmental balance that it represents, the answers are obvious. It really is something special. And I think it's something that can be fairly profitable.
So an aquaponics system is made up of three parts. There's tanks that you have your fish in that you're raising. And there's some type of, well, they're tanks or floats that you'll actually suspend the plants in, because they don't get grown in soil. They float in the water, usually using some type of foam to float them in there, so their roots dangle into the water. So there's smaller, what they often refer to as rafts, that the plants are grown in. And then usually there are a series of two or three tanks that are the filtration component, because the plants can't do anything with solid waste that fish produce. So the solid waste has to be broken down. So really, aquaponics is technically three crops that you're raising. There's the fish that you want to raise, there's the plants, and then there's what's called beneficial bacteria. And the beneficial bacteria break down a lot of that solid or liquid waste from the fish into a form of nutrients that the plants can use. So usually you have a couple other tanks in the system as well to house the bacteria. And then, like I said, the whole system is self-contained, so the water just recycles through it. It goes fish to bacteria to plants, right back to the fish again. You can probably put together a home system, maybe just as a hobby or something that you want to feed your family from. You could probably put that type of system together for, I would say, anywhere from about $3,000 to about $8,000. And a lot of that is just initially buying the tanks. After that, in most of the systems, the only input that you really have to provide is fish food. So you feed the fish that, and essentially that provides the nutrients for the system. If it's indoors in your basement or garage, you have to have some kind of lighting. If you have a greenhouse outside, then nature provides the lighting for you. Again, being Wisconsin, I would have to say that if you're going to do this in the wintertime and it's outside in a greenhouse, then you're going to have to add a heater into the system at some point. If it's in your garage or basement, then you're probably heating your house already, so you don't have to worry about it. As I mentioned, a lot of people then, they enjoy that so much that they expand even more, and they go into a slightly larger system in which that they'll produce enough fish or plants that they can go to the farmer's market on Saturdays or Sundays and sell off their additional crops. You know, at that point, you're probably looking at something like $10,000 to $20,000 system to build up to that size. You know, right now, aquaponics, for me, it's one of the biggest buzzwords in agriculture in the U.S. You can just go online and do a search, and there are hundreds or thousands of sites of people asking questions or wanting to get into the business. Again, most want to do it on a smaller scale to kind of, pardon the expression, test the waters and see how things grow. And if they enjoy it, then they look into it for a business. What's interesting is that it's relatively new to the U.S. Its popularity is really very recent. And I would have to say that there are, as we're talking right now, I would say less than a dozen large-scale aquaponics companies that are really starting to launch at this point. So it's an industry that's in its infancy. But I think it's really going to start taking off because people look at the produce, and though at the moment most of them can't actually label it as organic, they can look at it as sustainable, and they can look at it as kind of like a pure, clean product that you don't have to worry about things such as contaminants or what country it came from or comparing it to traditional soil agriculture, you know, what fertilizer was applied that resulted in the latest outbreak of E. coli or salmonella poisoning. There is no soil in aquaponics. So therefore, you don't have to worry about a lot of those soil-borne diseases or diseases that come in with these different fertilizers. I think it's really an expanding industry. We were just fortunate enough to partner with a company so that UW Stevens Point offered one of the first college courses in aquaponics. And we just finished the class. The next one will become available come January 2013. And yet we already have 11 students asking if they can sign up for it. So it's kind of unheard of that you get that many students want to enroll 9 months in advance for a college course.
There's a place here in Wisconsin called KP Simply Fresh. They're an aquaponics operation over in the North Freedom area, and they do a number of different crops, lettuce and such, and peppers, and they do tilapia. And tilapia, we don't see a lot of tilapia here in Wisconsin. It's mostly indoors, and a lot of these aquaponics operations are interested in doing tilapia. Tilapia are pretty hard to kill. And that's their big advantage. They can lay on the floor all night long after jumping out of the tank. You pick them up and you put them back in the tank and they swim away. Other fish don't do that so well. One of the problems in general with tilapia is that there's an awful lot of tilapia coming into the marketplace from places like Indonesia. And I like Indonesian products. Indonesia basically is being run by the Germans. And the Germans are very, very concerned about the quality of their food. So I think the product coming out of Indonesia is very good. Unfortunately, the product is coming into this country at $1.50 a pound for frozen packaged fillets. Well, $1.50 a pound, you can't even grow a whole fish around here for $1.50. So unless you're selling something at the retail level, a very premium, high quality, fresh product, it's hard to compete in tilapia. And that's just what KP is doing with their tilapia. They don't produce a lot of fish, but they produce enough to have 10, 20 pounds a week, 30 pounds a week of fillets that they go to the farmer's market and they sell it for, I don't know, $8 or $9 or $10 a pound. Well, that's just fine. It's not their primary source of income, but it's a little bonus income. And it really opens up the door for some other aspects like CSAs, consumer supported agriculture, you know, that thing where you get a basket of food each month, whatever is in season. Well, these kind of places are just screaming for protein. They want to have organic beef and free range chicken and fish, and it's hard to get fish. But if you have an aquaponics operation where you have fish and vegetables and you want to send them your vegetables, well, you know, you can buy my vegetables, but you got to buy some of my fish too. Just gives an opportunity for the CSA to do a little better and for you to get your product out in the marketplace. I think it's an excellent opportunity. It's something that people haven't looked into deep enough yet, but I think that there's really some potential there and offers an opportunity to get product in front of your customers at a good price.
UW Stevens Point partnered with Nelson and Pade Incorporated, an aquaponics company out of Montello, Wisconsin. Together, we designed and then this past spring offered, as far as we know, the first undergraduate graduate college course in aquaponics. And we actually had 27 students enroll and take the class. Lectures were available online. And then in mid-May, all the students came to Nelson and Pade's demonstration greenhouses in Montello, Wisconsin, and conducted lab exercises over 3 days. We consider it a huge success because of the 27 students, they actually came from 6 different U.S. states, and we had one student that came from Canada. And they were all able to take the course online and then show up for those 3 days. We had a fantastic turnout, a lot of excitement, very dedicated students. But we hope that this launches, you know, one of the first aquaponics college educations in the U.S. We're hoping for some more advanced courses to develop in the future, but we'll certainly be offering the course every year to come. And it's one of those unique things that people are looking for right now, in which it was a public university along with a private company joining together to offer a specialty course in aquaponics, something that probably a university couldn't do on its own. So we got the expertise from the company that helped co-present the course. We don't have too many greenhouses on campus, so some of the students were trying to adapt some of the tank systems, the recirculating systems that we have, to include growing certain types of plants. We started off with basic lettuce, but in aquaponics, you can raise just about anything. When we went to the demonstration greenhouses in Montello, they had corn, tomatoes, cucumbers, artichokes, Brussels sprouts, as well as about 8 different varieties of lettuce. So you can grow just about anything, we found. What the students, the undergraduates at Stevens Point were trying to do, they were trying to raise walleye, in the aquaponics system. And that's a different take on it. Tilapia are the traditional fish that are raised in aquaponics. They're very forgiving fish. They have wide tolerances. And then supermarkets and restaurants seem to like them, but they're also a tropical fish. So now when you come to Wisconsin, unless you've got a completely indoor facility, you try to raise perhaps a fish like a walleye or a yellow perch that are one of the favorite types of fish to be eaten here, but you get into fish that are not tropical. So now the water temperature is colder, and what happens is a lot of those vegetables that you're trying to grow don't like the cold temperatures. So what we've been trying to run some experiments on is trying to find typical garden vegetables here in Wisconsin that don't mind the colder temperatures. So things perhaps like spinach, snow peas, even onions. Typical plants that you can get here, say at the farmer's market in May, tend to like those colder temperatures. So if we can pair up a colder water fish with a cold weather plant, then we could perhaps have a certain variety of Wisconsin-raised aquaponic produce and fish for the markets.
This recording was produced by Chris Bocast for the University of Wisconsin Sea Grant Institute, 2012. Thanks for listening.